story of Bartimaeus is one of the great stories of the Gospel of Mark. The beginning is they're coming to Jericho. And notice that it's a very short sentence that gets a lot of emphasis. And the emphasis then is on Jericho as a place of victory for the people of Israel. All of the associations of Jericho are shaped by that great victory when the people of Israel crossed into the Promised Land. The contrast between that victory and the status of Bartimaeus is what gives poignancy to this first episode. So, to heighten that memory of Jericho is important in order to establish the context then for Bartimaeus' position in Jericho as a blind beggar. The irony of this is even further increased by his name. Bartimaeus means a son of honor, and Mark makes that irony immediately present by following the description of his name, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, just in case you might miss it, a blind beggar. So he translates Bartimaeus into its parts, namely the son of Timaeus, which everyone in Mark's audience would have known means honor, a blind beggar. So the contrast between his name, a son of honor, and a blind beggar, the supreme experience of shame in Jericho, is made poignant. And he was sitting in the dust by the side of the road. So to heighten that contrast as much as possible in the way in which you tell the story is the goal of a storyteller here. Now the volume of Bartimaeus' cry to Jesus is made unambiguous by Mark. He shouted. He cried out loudly when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. So notice what happens. When he heard that it was Jesus, so, you know, to focus the listener's attention on Bartimaeus hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth and then shouting for his attention and for his help. Help me. Have mercy on me. The phrase, to have mercy, was a phrase that was used by supplicants, often by people who had been captured by an enemy general who were about to be executed. And they would fall on their faces before them and pray for mercy. That is, that their lives would not be taken, that they wouldn't be killed. In this instance, it is a prayer for mercy by one who is blind, and he thinks that Jesus of Nazareth may be able to help him. Now the people who are standing by, just like the disciples with the people who were bringing the mothers who were bringing children to Jesus, rebuke him and tell him to shut up. However you translate that, convey this prohibition and this sense of they're trying to prevent him from getting to Jesus. But he cries out all the louder, and so be sure to do that. Make the second cry even louder than the first one. And Jesus then stops and says, call him. It's a short sentence, and it's a clear command. Call a man. And so they do. They tell him that Jesus is asking for him, and so Bartimaeus leaps up, throws off his garment, throws off his cloak, with which he begged, and came to Jesus. So in the telling of the story, make that energetic. You know, that he threw off his cloak of being a beggar and immediately came to Jesus. You may even want, in the telling of the story, to do that as a gesture of, you know, his, you know, searching with his hands out as he came forward to speak to Jesus. The dialogue between Jesus and Bartimaeus is highly intimate. Just as with James and John, who ask him, we want you to do whatever we ask of you. And Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? so also to Bartimaeus after he has demanded Jesus' attention. Jesus asks him the same question, what do you want me to do for you? The contrast between the request of James and John and Bartimaeus is then made explicit in the story. They ask for power. Bartimaeus asks for his sight. Now, another way in which, you know, this is the word here, my teacher, is a translation of the Greek, which means my rabbi. And either is possible. His request is then, I want. And I think it's important to have that be in the translation. Literally, in the Greek, it is, in order that I might see again. But what it is an expression of his desire, of what he wants. And so to say that explicitly, I think, is clearer in relation to what Jesus is asking for. What do you want? I want to see again. This translation, to see again, is implicit in the Greek word, which is anablepso, rather than the normal blepso, which is the normal word for to see. So it's an intensive and is an implication that he could previously see but had lost his sight, and that he wants to be able to see again. Jesus' response is then, and this is important in the telling of the story, he is not to touch him. He does not do anything. He simply says, go on, see, your faith has made you well. And immediately he receives his sight. So the conversation is then highly intimate and results in the immediate answer to Bartimaeus' request for help. Contrast to James and John, Bartimaeus immediately receives what he wants, namely his sight. This is both a healing story, it is also a call story, because Bartimaeus then answers the call and follows Jesus on the way. So this is a story of a call of another disciple who then follows Jesus as a result of his being able to see, of his being healed. Great story.